You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The human body's response to trauma and stress reveals an intricate system of self-protection that's often misunderstood as resistance or failure. When we encounter situations where we want to relax, feel safe, or connect intimately, yet our body responds with tension, bracing, or numbness. It's actually demonstrating a sophisticated protective mechanism rather than blocking our progress. This natural response deserves to be recognized not as an obstacle, but as an intelligent adaptation to past experiences. Understanding the role of fascia is crucial in this context. This connective tissue, which encases every muscle and organ in our body, serves as a physical memory bank for our experiences. When we've faced trauma or chronic stress, these experiences become encoded in our fascial network, creating protective patterns that can manifest as physical tension, pain, emotional numbness, or an inability to relax, even when we're objectively safe in the present moment. The soft approach represents a paradigm shift in how we view and work with these bodily responses. Instead of seeing tension or numbness as problems to overcome, soft recognizes them as valuable communication from our body's wisdom. This is particularly evident in cases where individuals have made significant progress in traditional therapy, but still experience physical resistance during moments of potential vulnerability. These persistent physical responses aren't signs of failure. They're sophisticated survival strategies that developed in response to past overwhelm, pain, or threat. What makes soft particularly revolutionary is its emphasis on honoring the body's no rather than trying to override it. When we encounter areas of tension or emotional blankness, soft encourages us to pause and grant permission for these responses to exist. This isn't about avoiding difficult sensations or emotions. It's about establishing a foundation of respect for our body's protective mechanisms. By acknowledging these responses as intelligent adaptations rather than obstacles, we create space for genuine healing. The methodology employs micro-noticing and gentle attention as key tools for building safety and trust. This involves observing small sensations without judgment or any pressure to change them. It's a radical departure from approaches that push through resistance or force change. Instead, soft invites us to notice what's present in our experience with curiosity and acceptance, allowing our body's natural wisdom to guide the pace of transformation. The practical application of soft includes simple yet powerful practices. For instance, when conducting a body scan, you might notice areas of tension, numbness, or discomfort. Rather than immediately attempting to release or change these sensations, soft encourages simply acknowledging them. If certain areas feel too overwhelming to focus on, it's perfectly acceptable, even recommended, to shift your attention elsewhere. This permission to pause or redirect attention isn't avoidance. It's a profound form of self-respect. This approach recognizes that sustainable healing happens through collaboration with our body rather than by forcing it to change. When we honor our body's protective responses, we're actually creating conditions where genuine transformation becomes possible. The body's no contains valuable information about what our nervous system needs to feel safe, and by respecting these signals, we allow natural healing processes to unfold at their own pace. The implications of this understanding extend beyond individual healing practices. It challenges conventional approaches that might view bodily resistance as something to overcome or push through. Instead, soft suggests that these protective patterns are sophisticated adaptations that deserve our respect and attention. This shift in perspective often brings immediate relief. There's nothing broken to fix, only wisdom to honor and understand. Through the lens of soft, we come to appreciate that healing doesn't require overriding our body's protective mechanisms. Instead, it involves creating a dialogue with our body, respecting its pace, and trusting its inherent wisdom. This gentle, patient approach ultimately leads to more sustainable and integrated healing outcomes, allowing both body and mind to move forward together in harmony, guided by the body's own wisdom and timing. Thank you for joining us on the Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, Explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.